Today we begin the Nativity Fast, the countdown to Christmas, 40 days to Christmas. And as fast goes, the fasting period in the church goes, is not really a very strenuous one, as long as you like fish. Giving up wine, I'm giving up meat and dairy. But it's difficult because the world around us is celebrating the coming of Christmas in various ways, and we feel sort of pulled along by the culture. And so the past is good for us because we remember that we're not of this world, but we're called into that life of the kingdom. And it just so happens that this year on the first day on the 15th of fall on the Sunday, we're given the gospel reading of the Good Samaritan, parable of the Good Samaritan. And in the life of the Orthodox Church, the parable of the Good Samaritan is interpreted really in a very beautiful way, that our Lord himself is the Samaritan who comes to heal us, who are wounded by our passions and thoughts and the demons, the temptations, the trials and challenges of this life that impinge upon us and leave us along the side of the road half dead. And so it's this time of 40 days of preparation for the Nativity of our Lord, in which we especially focus on our need for healing from Christ. But it's also true that we're called to have the mind in ourselves that is in Christ himself. St. Paul exhorts us, have this mind in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus. And Jesus himself says that it's enough for a student to become like his teacher. We're the disciples, we're the students, for us to become like our teacher. So even as our Lord is the Good Samaritan who comes to heal those that are in his path and as he travels through this world, so we're also called to bring healing and comfort, encouragement, support to those that God puts in our path as we walk through this world. And the Nativity Fast is especially a time for us to focus on the acts of mercy, the giving of alms, the charitable gifts. It's, you know, defined especially, I guess, by St. Nicholas, who's noted for his generosity and compassion toward others. But we've even had in recent days marvelous stories from the saints, St. John the Merciful on Thursday, St. John Chrysostom on Friday, and it's going to continue this way, saint after saint in the coming days that are known for their compassion. On Thursday, we had this marvelous, in the reading of the saint's life, this beautiful little story where a rich man gave St. John the Merciful, patriarch of Alexandria, a very luxurious bed covering, down quilt or something. And St. John said, well, this is to himself, after he had received the gift, this is a very beautiful and luxurious thing. I don't need this. Better that I sell it and give the money to the poor. So he sold it and gave the money to the poor. And the rich man was going to the market, and he looked and he saw this beautiful quilt that he had purchased and given to St. John. And he said, oh, well, I'm going to purchase it and give it back to him. I want him to have it. So he purchased it again, and he takes it to St. John. He said, I want you to have this. This is yours. And so St. John said, well, thank you very much. He receives it gladly and joyfully. And the rich man goes away, and St. John sells it and takes the money and gives it to the poor. And the story in the saint's life says that this happens repeatedly, multiple times. And the rich man continues to buy this gift to give it to St. John, and St. John continues to sell it so that the poor can be benefited by the rich man. And that's what the saint's life says, that in this way the rich man was releasing his riches to the poor through the actions of St. John. This is a beautiful image and story for us not to cling to the things that God gives us through other people, but we can, by sharing them, actually bring benefit to those who gave them to us. And it might also be good to know that when we give a gift to another person, if they re-gift it, as we say in the stage, we should be quite happy and delightful that it got passed along, that it wasn't held as a clung to as a possession. This is mine. St. John Chrysostom's homilies are absolutely filled with exhortations and encouragement for us to care for the poor and needy. But one stands up to me in one of his homilies. He says to his parishioners, As I was walking to church this morning, I was walking through the market, and the market was filled with beggars. And then he goes on and really chastises in the sternest words the parishioners, because he tells them, what were all the beggars doing in the market? It's because that's where people are generous. Why aren't all the beggars in church? Why aren't they coming to church? Why isn't it the case that this is where people are generous? The beggars will go where it is that they can get handouts, and how come it's not from the people of God? So in many different ways, St. John exhorts us through simple examples that we're the ones, the church, not the government, not county agencies, whatever it might be. Thank God for any contributions that people make, but the church is the one that's called to care for the poor and the needy. Many of the saints coming up will have this characteristic as well. St. Herman of Alaska, beloved saint of America, care for the Alleutes, especially the children. I wanted to just make one other example of a saint that when Mother took some of us to Romania many years ago, we were able to venerate the relics of St. Filothea, and she'll be celebrated on December 7th. She was a young woman, young girl, whose mother died when she was young, but her mother had taught her to be generous and to be offering gifts to the possessions to the poor and the needy. So when her mother died and her father remarried, and her stepmother was not so generous and would chastise and be quite harsh toward Filothea for her generosity, they went along and in this capacity. Her father, Filothea's father, worked out in the fields, and Filothea would take lunch to him midday so he could have something to eat, and her stepmother would make the lunch. But on the way of taking the lunch to her father, she would pass by these children who were hungry, beggars, and so she would give some of her father's lunch to the children. And after a while of this happening, the father complained to his wife why he was eating such a small lunch. And the stepmother said, well, ask your daughter. So he apparently didn't ask his daughter, but he sort of secretly followed her and watched what she was doing with his lunch one day, and he saw that she was giving it to the poor children. He became enraged and threw his axe at her and killed her. He was, of course, sorrowful, repentant, but this is what we do in a fit of rage. We do horrendous things. So even a young child can offer the gifts that she has in her household to other people and suffer martyrdom for this great compassion that she shows. So like St. John the Merciful, he was giving somebody else's things to the poor, and that person responded with great generosity and beauty and pulled out all the more to offer to John gifts, which would then in turn be given to the poor. But Filothea's father, when he saw that his lunch was being shared, became enraged. So we would like to be like St. John and Filothea, but especially we also would be like to be like the rich man who just was willing to keep on giving and not take offense and not say, what are you doing with these things that I've given you? That's not yours, it belongs to me, it's my lunch. So in the coming weeks, as we prepare for Holy Nativity, let us see who it is that God puts in our path. Who are the hungry people or needy people that we run across? Maybe not needing food, maybe needing food, but maybe needing someone to listen to them. Maybe a phone call, maybe a handwritten letter. Some ways, even in this kind of strange COVID era, restrictions and distance from one another, we can still find ways, maybe especially in this time that we're in now, we can find ways to bring comfort and compassion to those who are in need that God places in our lives. Family members, neighbors, relatives, friends, fellow parishioners. This will be the way in which we prepare for the great gift of God giving us His Son, and the great healing that he brings about in us by pausing along the side of the road to heal our wounds. Let us also become healers, even as he has healed us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.